Dew covered the grass and wet his sneakers as he made his way into the backyard. He felt ridiculous, looking over his shoulder every couple of seconds, trying to hide the .38 at his side. Questions of doubt kept darting through his mind, asking what he'd do if one of the neighbors saw him, or a paperboy, or even a cop. He was increasingly aware of the morning traffic on 95, less than a mile away, of the seagulls screeching from wherever they hid, of the Cape Cod next door, its backyard equipped with a sandbox and swing. This was the first week of June, after all, so didn't that mean schools were out? Kevin could see the headline now. Author arrested on suspicion. Of what exactly wouldn't matter. Paul would love it anyway. He lived by the cliché about publicity. And it wouldn't surprise Kevin at all if his agent demanded the papers add the descriptor best-selling, or else he'd sue. Already he'd lost sight of Anna as he edged along the house. None of the lights were on inside, but he noticed that something covered the basement windows behind the glass. Some kind of cardboard. One of the first floor windows near the back was open, and he leaned up close, peeked in, and saw darkness. He put his ear against the screen. Nothing. Complete silence. Though the more he listened, the more he thought he heard the faint sound of crying. Was that the boy? Before he even had a chance to consider his own question, the doorbell rang. Four slow chimes that descended in pitch. Quite suddenly, his body went rigid, and the only thing he heard was his own heart pounding away in his head. It was too soon. Much too soon. Anna probably thought he was already at the back, and he wasn't. He wasn't even close, and now she'd rung the doorbell. Footsteps somewhere inside, hesitant and soft. He strained his ears, but all he heard was his heart. And he stepped away from the window, sprinted around the back of the house. The patio was screened in. He tried the door, knowing it would be locked, that he'd failed his simple task. But the door opened with no trouble, and then he was inside, rushing the few feet to the back door. He had his hand on the knob right when he remembered most screen doors slammed shut and nobody was there now to catch this one. As if adding emphasis to his thought, the screen slammed on cue. He flinched and squeezed his eyes shut. He stood that way for the longest moment before whispering, "Fuck it," and turned the doorknob. Again, he expected it to be locked, but found it wasn't, and then he was inside, stepping into a kitchen that was redolent of apples and chocolate. His hand holding the gun shook so badly that when he raised it, he knew he'd never be able to fire it, that he'd freeze up when the time came. He looked around wildly, searching for the madwoman, looking left, looking right, looking left again, and he saw her standing there. Kevin didn't think twice. He raised the gun and aimed, closed his eyes. He wanted to cry out a warning, but could think of nothing to shout, so he simply touched the trigger and... "Kevin!" The voice was soft, faint, yet somehow it echoed inside his head past his beating heart. "Kevin, it's okay. Put the gun down." His body still rigid, his hand holding the gun still shaking, he opened his eyes. Anna stood in the doorway, her purse at her side. "I knocked her out," she said, patting her purse. "She didn't even... Kevin, are you all right?" No, he wasn't all right. He wasn't all right at all. But he didn't want to tell her this. And even if he did, he doubted he'd be able to speak. He tried nodding. At first failed, but then managed it after a moment. "Good," Anna said, then told him she was going to retrieve the boy. "Remember, he's very scared, so don't make any sudden movements. And I know what you're thinking, that we should contact the police. We will, trust me. But first we need to talk to him." She saw the expression on Kevin's face. "You'll see what I mean." She left, taking along her purse. And it was after a couple of seconds of standing in the dark that Kevin realized he'd been holding his breath the entire time.